Hey guys, this is Rich, obviously co-host of the Flagship Podcast here on the Voice Wrestling Podcast Network. We'll get right back to the flagship. Before we do that, though, I do want to let you know that this particular episode of the Flagship Podcast is sponsored by our friends, XBet. If you are passionate about sports and looking for a thrill, you need to check out the freshly redesigned XBet. They're calling it the last sports book you'll ever join. I've been playing on XBet, and they really do have it all, whether it's odds on basketball, combat sports, or even betting on the next Bitcoin dip. And the best part is, when you win, you get paid quick. But it's not just about placing bets. No. XBet is a whole experience. They support athletes and sports shows like ours, and they give back to the community with tons of free bets and cash prize contests. Did I mention they also have a casino now? Yes, you can spin the slots, play some roulette, or try your luck at the live tables, all from a mobile platform that lets you enjoy the fun on the go. Whether you're super into sports betting or just curious about trying it out, you need a site that makes it fun and easy, and that's why you've got to check out XBet. Sign up today using promo code VOW and get a generous bonus of up to $1,000 on your first deposit. Again, that's promo code VOW at XBet, X as in, DMX bet, and use that promo code VOW for a free cash bonus to kickstart your betting journey. There's great UFC cards on the horizon, baseball season's in full swing, football's just about to come. There's never been a better time to play. Again, go to XBet, use that promo code VOW, get a generous bonus of up to $1,000 off your first deposit, promo code VOW. Sign up today at xbet.ag. Make your next bet XBet. And now, back to the flagship.
Hey now, it's Mike Gilbert, host of the Mike and JD Show, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Join JD by God Oliva and myself every Thursday night live on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube channel at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we stay up all night discussing all the hottest stories in professional wrestling. You can also check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling podcasting feed, or you can subscribe to the Mike and JD Show feed. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com, and now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
It is Flagship Plus, your supplemental flagship content for Monday, July 15th, 2024. We've got a number of topics to get to. We're going to start off with getting everybody caught up on the news and the timeline of Stephanie Vaquer signing with WWE. At the time we did the Flagship Live last Wednesday night, that was still a developing story. So I promised everybody a follow-up once the dust settled and we got more details, and thanks to some excellent reporting by Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter and some excellent reporting and analysis by the Cubs fan and the Lucha blog this week, and then some snooping around that I did myself, I will be able to today take you through the timeline of events that led to her signing with WWE and all of the fallout surrounding that. Then we'll get into the weekend that was in AEW with all the action from Rampage and Collision, two underwhelming television shows this weekend, to say the least, but we will do quick hit reviews on both of those shows and get caught up on some AEW news and notes. And then we'll wrap this thing up with some All Japan Pro Wrestling. Before I took my little hiatus last week, I did promise people that I would review the June 24th Dynamite Series show from Korakuen Hall with the Yuma Anzai Hideki Suzuki Triple Crown main event, and unfortunately never got to that review because I took some time off, and then of course wrestling never stops happening, So got wrapped up with some other things, but I didn't forget. And I didn't forget that I told everybody that I would review that show. So it might not be a super detailed review, but I did watch the show, a couple of weeks ago. And I will give you my thoughts on that show as a little appetizer for this week's flagship, because Rich and I will be reviewing in the usual full detail the July 13th All Japan show from Osaka, which featured the Yuma Anzai Triple Crown title defense against Suwama, which we kind of sort of previewed on last week's flagship, with Suwama noting that this would be his final challenge for the Triple Crown title ever against Yuma Anzai. All of that, by the way, to put less than 1,000 people in Osaka, the old Osaka Bodymaker number 2, which now I believe is the Osaka Edeon Arena number 2 officially. If you're old school, meaning if, I don't know, you were around like 6 years ago, you remember it as the Osaka Bodymaker number 2, the smaller of the two Osaka buildings that I believe are located right next to each other, and a building that All Japan has run frequently over the years. But yeah, so they got their final Suwama Triple Crown title challenge out of the way. Didn't even run it in Korakuen, let alone attempt to run it in a bigger building. And I'm not even sure we mentioned that on the flagship last week. But at any rate, it was the Summer Action Series show from Osaka that we will be reviewing in detail this week, with the Yuma Anzai successful title defense against Suwama, Suwama's final crack at the title. And we'll take a look at the entire show this week. But before we do that, on this show today, we're going to get you all caught up on All Japan with that review from the Korakuen show from June 24th. So let's start the show here with Stephanie Vaquer, and I'm going to take you through the timeline of events.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jesse Collings, and I want to tell you all about my show, the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast, here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. On the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast, we do a thorough analysis on the biggest issues and trends within the pro wrestling industry. We talk a lot about pro wrestling media, we talk a lot about fan culture and wrestling's place within general pop culture, and we talk about the broader influences that are shaping the way we discuss and analyze the pro wrestling industry. We've had some of the brightest minds in the pro wrestling intelligentsia on the show, including WrestleNomics host Brandon Thurston, both Rich Kreich and Joe Lanza from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast, Trevor Dame from the Through the Years podcast, and a whole lot more. This isn't a show for hot takes. It's not a show recapping the latest episode of television. This is a show focusing on the biggest topics in pro wrestling and doing a deep dive on the real stories behind the surface level analysis you might find elsewhere. The Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a try. Thanks.